Replicators and their recent problems. A detailed study. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of April 9th, 2025. As I begin to write about replicators and their challenges, I realize this is probably not a suitable subject for a video, as it lacks appeal for most people. I usually write thinking that each video, standing alone, may be of interest to the general public, including whoever is seeing my content for the very first time. Yet, constantly thinking that way also limits what I can say, which is already limited by cabal censorship anyway. This video is not intended for the general public, it is for those of you who have been following me and my group for some time now, but I am writing it specifically for the very few of you who sent us their interesting theories about why our latest model replicator machines are failing to copy many human-made objects, specifically those which are either made of rubber, or have a similar chemical structure. This is a thank you video and subject. You have helped us a lot, all of you, as your thinking out of the box did guide the investigations in the right direction, especially those of you who suggested the problem might be related to the organic compounds and materials used in industrially manufactured objects on Earth, as you considered that there may be a link between the replicator's inability to copy food, and the problem they are presenting while duplicating rubber and other similar materials. I am no expert in replicator machines and how they work, however, there are a few things I do know, which have been explained to me recently by my engineers and technicians who are looking into this recent incapacity to replicate rubber. A replicator machine works in a very similar way to a full immersion medical pod, as both use a high-energy super-high-resolution hologram as a guide to print the copy. A replicator machine, such as the Tejetan one, but which is also quite common to other star races, is nothing else than an advanced 3D printer. The object to copy is placed inside the replicator machine, which scans it to a molecular level using the same interferometer-based sensors, which are very similar to those which are used to scan areas in space for stellar navigation, and that ultimately guide starships. At least most, if not all, advanced interstellar races do not see matter as such as they do on Earth, as they do not classify it into elements, as those in the so-called periodic table. They don't see matter as classified into only four elements either: Earth, fire, air and water. I'm just making this clear, as that is something else. Advanced interstellar civilizations see Earth's elements in their periodic table as an overcomplication, and as a grouping of qualities of matter, but not as any base for the real creation of it. They see matter as the result of one single mother molecule, which is the nexus point that results from a specific rhythm of energy which creates a standing wave pattern in a fluid medium called the ether. A standing wave is created when the rhythm of the energy keeps concentrating on one point, compressing potential energy into a piece of hard matter. That rhythm of energy is called the harmonics of a frequency, and it is highly related to music, so we can say that what builds matter in the universe is music. Replicator machines map the object to copy not only its shape and structure, but to a molecular level, where it can see the energy interactions going on. That's why its sensors must be extremely sensitive and to that level of detail, and as I mentioned before, the device on Earth that is closest to the ones used by interstellar star races is an interferometer. Once the replicator has mapped the object it intends to copy, it will generate a very high-energy hologram of it inside a special box compartment, and then it will start to spray the hologram with a special prefabricated base material, which will blend with the hologram, shaping the replica from the inside first and then progressively moving towards the outside. The base material will take on the shape and characteristics the hologram will dictate, while it fuses, also taking the chemical and molecular properties of the original. This prefabricated base material is an ultra-fine, talcum-like powder which is made of highly magnetic metallic materials and a lot of carbon and silicon. The magnetic properties of this base material also ensure it will stick to the high-energy hologram. This base material is comparable to a mother cell in a biological being. Mother cells are full of potential as they are capable of becoming any and every cell in the organism. They can become a liver cell, a brain cell, a heart cell, a skin cell, or one of any other tissue or organ, and that is why they are a critical component of any medical full immersion pod, which is capable of healing nearly everything, or even replacing a missing limb. As a mother cell, this base material can morph itself to replicate almost any molecule and its structure when exposed to a high-intensity electromagnetic field such as the one of the hologram used to guide it. The replicator will fill in the material and electrochemical interaction gaps during the process with standing wave technology, which literally manifests the necessary subatomic particles, as you would call them on Earth, and then blends them in with what the base material has transformed itself into, to form a final product that is nearly identical, or sometimes identical to the original what was to be copied. The problem is that this process is not perfect, so complex organic molecules fail to replicate correctly, creating a caricature of the original, that many times is also toxic when consumed. As a rule, the more complex a material to be copied is, the more inexact the replica will be. The computer which guides all the processes will detect that something is missing in the mix and will take the decision on its own about what other material would be best to insert in the places where a failure is detected. The computer bases its priority on structural integrity and conserving its similarity with one of the originals, and not on the very complicated and delicate organic chemical interactions that shape nutrients. There have been attempts to improve the replicator's capacity to copy organic compounds, yet they have amounted to nothing as it is simply easier to consume real, fresh food, and not artificially created one. The lack of effort to perfect replicator machines is mostly because of ethical and socio-cultural reasons and effects, as there is simply no motivation for replicating food, as it is a lot simpler to get the original as there is no shortage of food, at least in those interstellar civilizations that use replicators, as they have overcome nearly all food production and distribution problems. You may think it would be useful for deep space exploration, yet this would only be so in limited conditions, as the advent of hyperspace technology has made it a lot easier for a starship to simply go back home for supplies, or have another supply ship come to meet it wherever it may be, regardless of its distance to its home planet. I must point out here that obviously, the needed food and supplies are specific to the requirements of each species, therefore, that is why I still depend on Earth and what it offers, as I am also human. And this is the case with several other Tejitans presently here as well. Now, the problem we have detected with the replicator machines, which are no longer copying many Earth materials well, mostly rubber and similar ones, is caused by a mixture of several things, as was explained to me by my engineers. One interesting fact is that older replicator machines, such as the ones installed on board older starships like Talika or Alcyone, were doing a very good job at copying materials until last year. What is true is that those older models still do a better job at replicating even today, yet their quality has also dropped, even if the machine is still the same one and no modifications have been done to it, yet it is still better than the newer models. These are the reasons we have found that are generating the problem, and no, there appears to be no conspiracy or elaborate attack against me and my group with this, as it is only a grouping of technical issues. The first one is that the base material was indeed modified and optimized for Tejetan materials, and also to be more sensitive to the other factor at play here. Replicator machines use a lot of energy, and I mean a lot, so they severely tax starships and their electric systems, including their Seropoint reactors. The latest model replicator machines were optimized by lessening their energy consumption, only draining the exact amount of energy their computer decides it needs to copy any given complex and composite object or material. And that is the first problem here, as the computer does not know how much energy it needs to replicate materials which are drastically different to those used by interstellar cultures. This next is the main difference between human materials and those of off-planet societies. Humans use a lot of complex composite materials in their industry, and they are everywhere. They do so because they need to mix a lot of different components to create an end result material with the characteristics they need for it to meet the requirements of what it will be used for. Humans do not have the level of technology to create dedicated simple materials designed to fulfill their tasks, so they resort to mixing several ones into a final composite one, creating with this an overcomplicated mixture which includes both organic and inorganic materials, all compacted by force into one final product such as rubber. Extraterrestrial star nations create simple materials which fulfill their necessary tasks and therefore are easy to replicate. They may be simple materials, but they are of a very high technology, thus the use of composites is reduced to a minimum, unlike what is happening on Earth. The first factor of the problem is that newer model replicator machines have drastically reduced the electromagnetic power output of their guidance holograms used to print the copies, therefore, this also reduced their capacity to print complex composite materials of human origin, as they need more detail, a lot more electromagnetic power, and more time to fuse and create the molecules and their complex interactions. This is worsened by the fact that more gaps between the material's molecules, those that bind them together mostly, have to be filled using standing wave technology only. And this need even more electromagnetic power, which the newer models simply do not have. The next factor in this problem is that the base material powder formula has changed as it was optimized to be used in newer model replicator machines. It contains a lot more silicon and metals and a lot less carbon than the formula used before last year, thus creating a severe metal-silicon surplus while replicating, thus demanding even more power to bind the heavy molecules resulting from that excess. This also explains why the replication quality of the older machines has also dropped, but as they do have more power than the newer models, the copies are not as bad. And the last factor, but not the least important one here with this problem, is the heavy use of organic material on many composite industrial materials on Earth. Needless to say, this complicates even more the replicating process, besides the fact that no replicator machine will copy organic material well enough, thus creating molecular binding weak points in the final product. I must clarify that in the case of rubber, this is not because of the hydrocarbons in it, which on Earth are said to be of organic origin. We know what oil is, and it has absolutely nothing to do with decaying organic matter, and no, it is not made of dinosaurs. It is a liquid mineral which is formed deep within the Earth's crust through a process where seawater is forced into the spaces between the tectonic plates, and then submitted into an enormous amount of pressure and heat to the point where it changes chemically, also absorbing components of the raw materials around it in the crust, mostly mineral carbon, forming the oil you know. Hence, its name, hydrocarbons. You have been lied to for a long time about them for manipulative reasons related to population control. It is not only abundant, it is highly renewable to the point where old wells fill up in a matter of a few months to years, and it will never run out. All M-class planets have oil in their crust, and just about all advanced civilizations use it for their industry. In the case of the problems replicating all things rubber, this may be because of the organic natural rubber components in some of their formulas. We replicate many human things here, most of our computers, which were replicated on board Starship Talika before the changes to the new equipment, are still functioning well. But we recently replicated a whole car, but it was a monumental failure because of these new problems we are facing. Just the other week, our well-known Tejetan friends were forced to drive the car they used to go down to the surface for supplies, into a tire repair shop because they were disintegrating. The mechanics there were very surprised to see the tires and other rubber parts of the car falling apart, including parts of the interior and engine hoses and so on. They said that they had never seen such a thing before, and they asked if the car had been submitted to some kind of strange, weird radiation. Our friends just answered back, quote, "We saw a UFO the other day, and we came close to it. No more questions asked." They got a fresh set of new human-built tires there, but that did not solve the problem as the rest of the car kept on disintegrating at a very fast pace. The seats lost all their cushioning, the windows started to fall off, and countless parts which were being held together by replicated plastic and rubber started to fall off as well. And finally, the water hoses started to disintegrate while they attempted to get to the dust-off extraction point to come back up here. With no hoses, the radiator coolant spilled out, and the engine started to overheat. They barely made it to the extraction point, where Azrael of Tema took them off the surface and returned our friends to Starship Sardaclea, where the car was declared useless and a total loss, except for its four new human tires, which most probably will be used in another vehicle. Now that we know the nature of the problem, I am confident that our engineers will develop a new replicator machine, but it will take time. In the meantime, we will heavily depend on original human-built products only, when needed, of course. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.